1. Begin transmission.
It's 7:44 p.m. That is, of course, local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it is 19:30 UTC. And you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. I'm your chairman. My name is Tobe. And what are we going to do today? Well, I just realized I needed to go to the store, but I don't really feel like doing the show in a grocery store today. You're welcome. It is a nice day out. It's very sunny, not very windy. It's probably pretty warm. I wonder what we should do.
Well, when in doubt, always go to Herrenhaven. That's what I always say. And being as I was in doubt, I am now at Herrenhaven. It's not as warm. Not as warm as I thought it would be. It seemed warm when I was looking out the window, but it's probably only like 42 degrees, which is still fairly warm. That is, of course, Fahrenheit. But that's still about 20 degrees less than what it was yesterday. I'm looking around. I'm entering the forest, and I'm looking around everywhere for some kind of dudes. Whereas I haven't found any yet. Well, I did see some squirrels. There's some squirrels running around here. I did see some tracks that looked funny. Here's a little tuft of fur. What is... Oh, that's not fur, that's cattail. Cattail fuzz. Alright, so... The good news is I remembered my camera. The bad news is I don't know how long I'm going to be out here. Because it is, I don't want to say cold, but you know. I changed my glasses here. Take off my sunglasses. Put on my regular glasses. And oh, it is bright. It is bright and sunny today. And no cloud cover. So that's what happened to all our heat. The clouds went away. They are no longer insulating the planet, keeping the heat in. It'll probably get warmer. I should mention that I'm out here fairly early. This is the earliest I've been out here in a while. This is the earliest I've been up in a while. It's right around 11 o'clock a.m. local time. And I'm actually here. I got up about 10, 8, did my stuff, and decided to come out. Because I got a lot of other stuff I got to deal with today, including going to the store. I need to go to the store at some point. And I thought, oh, I'll just wait until tonight. Go to the store at night is always fun, and when nobody's there. Then I realized, oh no, I don't think I have anything for lunch. Actually, I do. So now that I'm thinking about it, so I don't really have to go to the store before that. I was thinking, oh, I gotta go to the store before tonight, and blah, 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 so I get some food for lunch. No, we got food. Alright, so I'm walking through the cut. Yeah. And I'm looking out onto the Mulhall's property. There's a bunch of geese out here. Look at all these geezers. Not a whole bunch, you know, like 10. But I can hear some other honkers honking. Honking out on the water. When I got out of my car, oh, here's another one. When I got out of my car, I thought I saw a big deer track. And I did. It was so big, it was almost like a cow print, but you know. It was just in the mud and it was old. But here's another one. Here's another one right here. A big deer came through here at some point in time. I wonder if he is still in here. He could be. But let's go out to the boardwalk first. See what's going on out here. Because it sounds all honky. Lots of honkers out here making lots of noise, lots of goose noise. And as I round the path and have a view into the frozen sub pond, it is unpopulated. You know, yesterday there was geese hanging out here, and I think the geese that were hanging out here are now hanging over in the Mulhall's property. I suspect it's the same dudes. All right, so out onto the boardwalk we go. Oh, this is problematic already. There's three geese on the boardwalk, and they're looking at me. Now they're making noise. The sun is in my eyes. I'm wondering if one of these is Raina. Okay, so the geese are now walking down the boardwalk. And there's a couple of geese on the ice, too. And there's a goose back there in the hidden pond. Okay, you guys, what are we doing? Okay, so the geese on the ice are not excited about these geese on the boardwalk encroaching on their territory. So instead of starting a goose border war, I'm going to just turn right around and go back the way I came. Do-do-do-do-do. And that way I don't have to stare into the sun either. Hooray! Good planning. Speaking of sun, that feels pretty good. It's beaten down on my shoulders. And it's taking some of the chill off. Now, as we get back here to the sub pond, I'm wondering if we should go out on the ice. Parts of it look wet, but parts of it look okay. There's snoodler prints, raccoon tracks in the mud before we get to the ice. And off onto the ice we go. Alright, I'm on the ice. And it's a little bit wet, but there's no slush like there was the other day. I'm just going to walk right down here into Turtle Bay and looking for our mink buddy, because we know he likes to hang out around here. Wow. And the sun is behind me. This is good. If he should just happen to pop out, we can get a good picture. Okay, what am I standing on? Shelf ice. Okay, that's okay. Maybe you can hear the ice going crunch, crunch, crunch underneath my feet. Oh, I just heard a hawk. And as I get closer to the area where the mink was, the ice is starting to lose its integrity. It's still good, but it's a little wacky to walk on. Where's my minky buddy? Minky buddy, where are you? Where, if I was a mink, where would I be? Well, I'd be right over there, but he's not over there, so. Oh well, turn back around. Do-do-do-do-do. Ooh, I can hear the ice shifting and doing weird stuff. I can still hear a hawk. Where's that hawk? Man, the ice is making me a little bit nervous right here. Wait, now I think I hear two of them talking to each other. I hear two hawks. One is in front of me somewhere and one is behind me. And they're having a good time, having a nice hawky conversation. Oh, and there's a cardinal. He's looking very red today. That's nice. Okay. There's the hawk. I can see him in the tree, yeah. As soon as I see him, the geese see him too, and now they're freaking out. Oh my god. That's hilarious. Yeah, the hawk is about, yeah, there he is. He's about 30 or, one of them is 30 or 40 yards in front of me. He's up in a tree now. I saw him flying around for a second. Let's go see what these geese are honking about. Hey, you honkers. Yeah, there's definitely two hawks. I don't know where the other one is, but he's further away. Let's go see what these two geese. There's two geese here in one of the secret hidden ponds back here. I'm wondering if one of them is Raina. No, I'm close enough I can see their feet. These two guys, they're just sitting here honking their little brains out. Oh, I see some movement. No, just a bird. Yeah, hi. Are you looking out for the hawk? Yeah. You got to be careful. I can still hear him. He's just going, whee! Yeah, this is scary, hawk. You're protected. Just stay under the trees. Jeez. Gotta explain everything to these crazy birds. Alright, so anyway, I'm making my way back to land. Land ho. Yeah, I can still hear that hawk making noise. He's freaking birds out everywhere. Ooh, I just heard something move. Oh, nope, just a blue jay. A blue jay down in the leaves. Birds making noises. It's a very noisy bird day here at Heron Haven. Oh, okay, off the ice, onto the path. Uh-oh. Some of the geese got freaked out enough that they're leaving the safety or the not safety of the Mulhall's property. They thought, uh-oh, we're wide open and that hawk can see us. And so they all freaked out and left. That's what a hawk will do. I'm just wondering what kind of hawk it is. Recently, within the last couple of days, I've been driving around and I've been seeing red-tailed hawks sitting around on fence posts and stuff, and on light posts, schoolyard fences, things like this. There he goes again. Is he moving? However, it could also be a Cooper's hawk. We get Cooper's hawks around here. Jeez, where is he? It's making a lot of noise. I've had Cooper's hawks in my backyard, and I know we get them around here in Heron Haven. So, if I had to guess, it's either a red tail or a Cooper's hawk. There's another hawk that looks just like a Cooper's hawk, except a little bit smaller. Can't remember. Oh yeah, it's the sharp-shinned hawk. You know, just imagine a slightly smaller version of a Cooper's hawk, and that's what a sharp-shinned hawk looks like. So I imagine it could be one of those too. We do get those in here. In here being Heron Haven, of course. Okay, I'm rounding Turtle Bay, where I was just walking on the ice. Oh, and I almost walked into a tree. So that's great. The current time is 1944 UTC. Walking through Heron Haven, looking for dudes. What we're finding is mostly geese. And there's some hawks somewhere. Hawks that we can't see, but we can definitely hear them. And they are causing a commotion amongst the goose population here at Heron Haven, as you might expect. So, I'm approaching the turtle reproduction pond, where during the spring you can often find snapping turtles mating. But there's no snapping turtles out here today, just a lot of ducks. There's 5 pairs of mallards, some of which just spooked, and about half a dozen geese. And the water's pretty much wide open, just a small ice shelf. So they're swimming around, having a good time, doing waterfowl business, doing duck tricks, and goose business. Oh boy. I'm approaching the big blind, and there's quite a hubbub out there. There's some geese freaking out over by the delta. I don't know what's going on, but we're gonna take a look. So, into the big blind we go. Oh yes, yesterday's heat. Oh, there's a goose right here. There's two geese right here. One of them's standing on the tree where the turtles like to sun themselves. And the ice shelf has really receded. It's about 100 yards away now. About 100 geese out there. There's a lot of geese and ducks right here in the little lagoon swimming around. I'm going to stick my head out and look over towards the delta. Yeah, there's a bunch of geese over there. I don't know what they were going crazy about. Maybe just arguing over whose space is whose. You know, it's not like I see a mink or a predator running around. And they go crazy if they see a fox. Boatloads of ducks out there. Look at all those quacky mallards. Oh, they're so nice. This is when I wish I brought my cat. Technically, you cannot bring pets to Herrenhaven. But that would be fun. Bring my cat out here and go, hey, look. Look, yummy ducks. Okay, I can hear a dog barking. What's the dog barking at, I wonder? Is there a fox or something running around in the ravine? Or is that dog just barking at turkeys because it's a stupid dog? I don't know. Let's walk up the loop path. Find out. See if we can look down into the ravine and find any of our turkey buddies. Because I do like turkeys. And I haven't seen them in a while. Or maybe there's a deer down in the ravine. This is where this border, this edge of Herrenhaven, butts up against a small residential neighborhood. And so there's some houses on the other side of this ravine. They're about, about 100 yards away. And somebody in one of those houses has a dog. And a couple of these backyards, some of these backyards look down into the ravine, and some of the backyards then look over the pond. And so if you've got a dog back here, and he's barking, he could be barking at anything in the ravine. Anything being turkeys, deer, and marmots. Who knows what? And I'm looking down in there now. I'm looking down into the ravine. And I'm not seeing Jack. I can hear ducks quacking. Looks kind of dry down there. I'm almost tempted to go down there. Except getting down there is kind of a trick. It can be very slippery. Well, I don't think I'm going to go down there. And I'm not seeing anything. Turkeys are usually walking around down on the floor of the ravine near the water. Deer like to get up on the hills a little bit. But I'm not seeing any of the dudes. No dudes with attitudes today, so all right. Back up the loop. Going up the loop path. See if there's anything up here. See if we can see any mantis. Because I know there's mantis up here. Because we've been finding their tracks. But are they going to be out today? I don't think so. And I don't see anything. I'm at the top of the hill, at the top of the loop path. And we're not seeing Jack. Oh, there's mud. Avoid the mud. There we go. Yay, I win. There's a big marmot den right there. I don't think anybody's in there, though. I think they're in that... If there is a mott in here, I think he's in that other den right up the hill a little bit further. because that's where we found the tracks. All the active Mati tracks. Alright, what else do we got? What else we got going on here at Heron Haven today? Walking down the hill. This affords me a pretty good view of the turtle reproduction pond. But yeah, there's nothing going on in there. Just some ducks and geese swimming around. Where's all the dudes? And with it being as warm as it is, I'm surprised we're not seeing any muskrats. Or maybe I'm just not here at the perfect time for muskrats. The perfect time for muskrats is pretty much early in the morning and then very late in the afternoon. One thing I have noticed is that muskrats like to do all their building maintenance before the golden hour and during the golden hour. So like 2 hours, 2.5, 3 hours before sunset, they're always swimming around with stuff in their mouth, going off to build stuff. At least around here, I know that to be true. So that would sort of indicate that muskrats are crepuscular. I don't know if that's true or not, but that kind of goes along with my own personal observations. All right, here we are back at Turtle Bay. Rounding Turtle Bay. I'm looking down in there hoping to see one of my minky buddies. I do not see any mink. The wind is blowing a little bit today, as you've probably been able to tell. And it's making my hand very cold. Oh. Yeah, it's frozen hand. Here's something stupid. I've never been a big fan of wind chill. You know, it's just, wind chill is just a construct to make people be more paranoid or have something to complain about. I don't know. You know how it is. Whenever you bring up the temperature, ooh, it's cold outside. It's like 32 degrees. Then some idiot has to pipe up and say, yeah, and then the wind chill makes it minus 45 or some, you know, stupid comment like that. Yesterday, at some point in time, I was watching TV and needed to know the weather or the outside temperature or something, and so I flipped the channel over to the weather channel, and it was just in time to get a little weather report, and it said that the current temperature was 58 degrees. But with wind chill, it was 57 degrees because we had a seven mile per hour wind coming from the northeast. And they thought it was really important enough to tell us that, oh yes, it's 58 degrees out there, but be careful because with wind chill, it's only 57 degrees. That is some useless information. Alright, I'm slowly walking out of here. Heading back towards the parking lot. And there's a lot of little birds jumping up out of the brush. It's kind of making me jumpy. I'm just walking along, then little birds come flying up. Zing, like these little dudes. Jeez. What are these birds trying to do? Freak me out? It's working. Oh man, I need to go to the grocery store, but I don't really feel like it because it's going to be super busy and full of annoying people that I don't want to deal with. Oh well, but maybe I should. There's a little birdie chirping above me. Hey, there's a woodpecker. Yeah, he's cool. It's not a downy, it's a flicker. And who's this right above me? It's Mr. Cardinal. Hooray. So yeah, as usual, all the birds are out. I'm walking by the shed. I don't think there's anybody under the shed, but I wish there was some dudes. Oh well, we don't have long to wait. Not really. Spring is coming, which means we'll be seeing marmots, and we'll be seeing marmots under the shed again this year. Oh, just gotta wait, gotta be patient. And here I am, back at my car. Let's get in the car. Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay. In the car I am. I gotta go to the grocery store. I'm gonna do that now while I still have time, but I'm not gonna take you with me. The next time you hear my voice, we'll be back in the studio. And here we are, back in the studio. Hooray! Lots and lots of fun to be had. I did, in fact, go to the store, and I got some hamburger, and I got some chips. I finally caved in. I've been having weird barbecue potato chip cravings late at night, and so I got a small bag of barbecue potato chips. Yummy, yummy. And two boxes of tea. And it seems like I bought something else, but I don't remember what it was. And it's not important. No, not at all. I should be watching my football highlights, but I can't bring myself to do it because Swansea beat Leicester City. Leicester City is just not doing well at all. In league play, anyway. And so I can't watch the highlights because it'll just make me feel bad. So what do I do when I feel bad? I drink yummy tea. Ah. Mmm. Oh, it's so delicious. When I got home from the store, my cat came down and met me at the door and started yang, yang, yanging me. So I went upstairs and I put the groceries in the kitchen, and the cat ran over and she jumped up on her bucket and she started yang, 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 I want to look outside. And so I had to open the door. I opened the back door and now my cat is sitting on her bucket looking outside, watching all the birds flying around and doing birdie stuff. It is a little bit warmer now. It's about 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And yay, so that's great. At least I don't have to do much stuff anymore. I already went to the store. I think pretty much all my responsibilities for today have been accomplished. And what do I have to do tomorrow? Oh yeah, I have to do stuff tomorrow. I have to make some phone calls and do some stupid stuff tomorrow, but that's tomorrow. Don't have to do it today. Hooray. Hooray for me. I'm very pleased with myself. I feel like I've been productive, and it's still pretty early in the day. Oh, yeah, and I got up early enough that now I'm wondering, if I eat, is it just going to make me tired and make me fall back asleep? Then I'll end up sleeping for 2 hours, and I'll still end up staying up until 6 o'clock in the morning? I don't know. I'm pretty tired right now. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to see what weirdness I get up to. Who knows? Maybe it'll be more interesting than today. Okay, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.